Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If their team was not in, like, Toronto dealing with all, like, the crazy circus stuff outside of it, like, they'd be, like, an unbelievable team and, like, such a hard team to play. Like, they just have so much to deal with, and I feel bad. I mean, we don't have to deal with that in Florida, and I feel like that's what makes me and my team so lucky. But, like, you almost use that against them, you know, like the pressure that these guys have to deal with day in and day out.
Matthew Tkachuk on Spit and Chicklets. That's one of those whispered things that is, I think, kind of apparent in the NHL right now. Florida, we don't have to deal with that stuff.
Multiple players.
Yeah. Brad Marchand, Matthew Tkachuk. Joining us on the Western Hotline, Mike DiStefano of TSN and the Locked on Leafs podcast. Mike, good morning. It's Jeremy and Nate. Happy Tuesday. How are you today?
Hey, guys. How's it going? You know, today's a little better than yesterday, I guess. It was a little tough coming off that game 7 loss, but slept on it. Feeling a little better today.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure this is year whatever of the Leafs are going to break it up and there are some decisions that will be coming. Is there, do you think, more of an appetite to make some sort of drastic change? And will that drastic change just happen naturally? Because a couple of these guys, Mitch Marner specifically, and we'll talk about him, is a UFA, and you would have to choose to bring him back. So choosing to move on could be somewhat easier.
Yeah, I do believe. I mean, the last, 3-4 years we've been talking about, you know, this team couldn't possibly run it back again, and they do time and time again. But, you know, over the course of the last few years, their hands have kind of been tied with a bunch of guys who were saddled with, you know, large contracts with no movement clauses, no trade clauses. And let's be honest, it's just not easy, and it's, you know, not fun to have to trade out really good players. But I think that this year, there needs to be something done. It's 9 years of failure here for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They've won 2 playoff rounds. And again, you've got 2 big free agents right now. And I would be shocked if the Maple Leafs decided to bring back both of them, possibly could bring back one. I think Tavares is the guy that, if there is a deal to be made, it might be more willing on both sides to try and work something out. But it does kind of feel like the Mitch Marner era is over here in Toronto.
So for Marner, how will he be solely remembered for playoff disappointment? I mean, he has been incredible for them. A lot of great seasons. Hometown kid, drafted 5th overall. And, you know, if you had been told the day they draft him, this is what he's going to put up, I think everybody would have signed on the dotted line because he's been a tremendous player. Will people wish him well, or will this be a lifelong grudge for what didn't happen?
I think people wish him well, because I wouldn't be shocked if when he goes to his next destination, if he figures it out in the postseason. It wouldn't surprise me because it seems to happen, you know, around the league. Nazem Kadri is another example of a guy who Toronto felt they couldn't win with and they needed to get something else. They made him available in the Tyson Barrie trade, which turned out to be one of the worst trades that this team has made in the last 10 years. And Nazem Kadri went on to win a Stanley Cup with the Colorado Avalanche, and they figured it out there. And there's been, you know, countless players who have done that, and Toronto has seen leave and gone on to win. So I wouldn't be surprised if the same thing happens to Mitch Marner. But I think for sure, you talk about what is he going to be remembered by. Well, that's it. This whole core, if they don't win, and they haven't won, will be remembered by great regular season players, good regular season team. They always made the playoffs, 9 straight seasons, but could never get it done in the postseason and really faded when times got tough. They've played 6 game sevens now as a group since 2018. And in those 6 game sevens, Marner has 2 assists. Just 2 assists in those 6 games. For a guy who's supposed to be one of the best players in the NHL, it's simply just not good enough. And it's difficult, you know, to really grasp the fact that Toronto's going to let a 100-point Selke candidate just walk for nothing. But it sounds as though it's time for fresh change in Toronto, and that's probably the easiest way to get it.
Mike DiStefano on the Western Hotline to talk with us about the Leafs. And, you know, with Marner, Mike, what do you think the landing spot is? Is there a general thought where he would want to go, where he might want to go, what he'd be looking for? I'm hearing Matthew Tkachuk. I can't help, you know, Mike, we've seen Sam Reinhart and Jack Eichel and Ryan O'Reilly leave town, go to teams, and win cups. So we know what that's like. And while the Sabres don't have Leafs-level pressure, there's no doubt that players on this team start to really feel the weight of what happens here. And I'm hearing Matthew Tkachuk talk about Florida, how they don't deal with any of that. And I'm thinking about Eichel in Vegas. And I wonder how many NHL players realize, you know, there's probably a life where I can play and be my best and not be nonstop in a pressure cooker.
Yeah, or get booed off your ice in game 5 and game 7 and get beers thrown at you and jersey sauce on the ground. They won their division and ended the season, you know, with booze raining down on them and dodging jerseys. And like, it was brutal how they finished too. And you know, it's a privilege though to play in Toronto. I mean, it's the hockey mecca of the world for a reason. And it's not built for everyone, you know, and not to say that these guys didn't care or maybe that they aren't pressure players. Like, we've seen Mitch Marner play up to, you know, a high level at the Four Nations Championship. He came through in the clutch when Canada needed him there and provided the assist on the game-winning goal in overtime. You know, like, so we've seen him rise to the occasion in other moments. Just for whatever reason, it hasn't happened in Toronto. And is it the pressure? I don't have that answer. You know, they have to kind of look at themselves and figure out why they haven't been able to get over the hump in 9 years. But it doesn't sound like anyone in Toronto really has an answer for that. And I'm guessing that's why they've only won 2 playoff rounds in 9 years here.
Yeah. On his defensive play, there seems to be an idea. You mentioned, like, Selke finalist once. There seems to be a belief that he's not good defensively. Is that something that just shows up in the playoffs and elsewhere? It's fine?
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, he is terrific defensively. Like, Mitch Marner is not someone you have to be worried about defensively. He is a complete 200-foot player through and through. And you know, I don't know if that's a misconception around the league that he's not good defensively, because he is. And even throughout the playoffs, you know, they did a pretty good job of not allowing really much offense when they were out there on the ice. Like, against the Ottawa Senators, I think that line outscored Ottawa like 5-1, I want to say, Matthews, Marner, and Matthew Nyes at 5-on-5. And against the Florida Panthers, I mean, they didn't really get beat by the top line. It's not like Reinhart, Tkachuk, and Barkov were out here racking up goals, right? So I know that, you know, the majority of the time, the Barkov line was spent trying to shut down the offense of that top line, but Marner's defensive play is you know, stellar. There's a reason why he's on the penalty kill, and there's a reason why a lot of the time that top line started in the defensive zone. They have the utmost faith in the coach. Craig Berube believes in those guys and their 200-foot game. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with Mitch Marner's defensive play, which is kind of, you know, funny when you talk about how they can't get it done in the playoffs. It has nothing to do with them being unreliable defensively. It's purely the offense that isn't there in the postseason. The fact that they aren't able to create space and find ways to produce in the postseason, which is something that they've always been able to do in the regular season, and can't quite put our fingers as to why that never ever seems to translate, and why they never elevate their game come the playoffs. And that's kind of why we're sitting here 9 years later thinking this is probably the end of an era of what the Toronto Maple Leafs have been these last near decade.
Mike, too, one of the things we talked about is it's a little reminiscent of a few years ago when it felt like the fan base sort of turned on William Nylander. You know, he gets his extension, and, you know, I think that's largely been in the past. And now, like, the ire is on Mitch Marner. And ultimately, if Marner does leave and goes somewhere else, like, I think replacing 100 points – we're talking about, you know, could the Sabres add 100 points and what that could do. I mean, Sabres haven't had a 100-point player since 1993. So just replacing the offense is one thing. The other thing is, like, it would be a dramatic shift from you're replacing a 100-point player. Are you trying – is Toronto going to look to replace him with another forward? Or are they going to dramatically change the way that they play, become more defensive-minded, maybe invest that money in a goaltender or somebody on the blue line? Like, how does that look for you guys?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's going to be a fascinating offseason for Brad Treliving. I think there's probably a little bit of an element that they're going to try and get some guys who got a little bit of intangibles, like a Sam Bennett-esque player. Like, that's a player that a lot of people in Toronto are circling. Like, he's an unrestricted free agent this summer. If he hits the market, I'd imagine Toronto would be interested in bringing in a guy like that, right? He's one. He plays a 200-foot game, and he plays with some jam, and his game translates, and he elevates come playoff time. A guy like that is probably what you're hoping to do. Are you going to find, you know, Mitch Marner 2.0, a 100-point Selke candidate? No, you're not. Are you going to find a player better than him? No, you're not. But what they can do and probably are looking to do is to just change it up somehow. Maybe it's not better, but it's different. And I mean, that could turn out to be a little bit better too. I mean, you look at the Florida Panthers and, you know, it's used all the time, but you know, when they traded Jonathan Huberdeau for Matt Tkachuk, like that was looked at as an absolute steal for the Calgary Flames. Cause Huberdeau was coming off a 115-point season. He was in the Hart Trophy candidate. He, you know, they got a first-round pick on top of it, and all he got was, you know, Matt Tkachuk. And saying that now seems, you know, a little silly, but at the time, Matt Tkachuk wasn't what he turned out to be. And it wasn't that he was a, you know, better player than Jonathan Huberdeau, but he was a different player, and he was a guy who could elevate in the postseason and give Florida that different kind of edginess that they solely needed to bring everything together. And look what they've done since that trade. Two straight trips to the conference finals, or three straight trips to the conference finals, and four wins away from a third straight trip to the Stanley Cup. So it, you know, that's the type of move that they're looking to make. I don't know if there's a trade that's out there that they could possibly do. They will have an abundance of cap space if they let Mitch Marner walk and John Tavares walk. They'll have nearly, what, $30 million almost cap space to try and make a trade or try and be aggressive in free agency. But you're not going to replace Mitch Marner with one guy in terms of points. It's going to have to be a collective thing, going to have some guys come from within, try and build up some secondary offense. But ultimately, I think you're just looking for change, something different, someone who can provide a different element to the game that has been lacking with this team.
Mike Stefano of TSN 1050 and the Locked On Leafs podcast as well. Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you.
Marner. He's got 73 points in 82 career playoff games. You thought it would be like
less?
I'm sorry, 62 points in 70 games, like the 82-game average. So 62 points in 70 games. This postseason, he had a point a game.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some trivia on that for you later. Up next, the follow-up. Maybe you saw John Oliver offered to take over a minor league baseball team's branding and everything. They have chosen the team, and baseball has to decide if they will let it go forward and approve it. We've got a couple teams that submitted. Please pick us. We'll tell you who it is. It's not that far away.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.